Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. By the way, Tap Room, Oakland Park, tomorrow is an official Florida Panthers watch party. Been telling you for a while. They're in Jersey tomorrow. They're in Philly tonight, Jersey tomorrow. And you can watch the Panthers game tomorrow at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. And there'll be hundreds of other Panthers fans there. And the Panthers will be there with swag to give away. So the official Panthers watch parties are always fun at Funky Buddha. It's always fun at Funky Buddha regardless, but the official Florida Panthers watch party, if you're a Panthers fan, always a lot of fun. Make plans to be there. Next month is the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival. That's going to be on February 15th. We'll give you details as we get closer. And what else? Rise then vibe with bikes and beers and Funky Buddha this coming Saturday. It's a cycling event, features 15, 30, and 45 mile rides that depart from and return to the brewery traveling through Fort Lauderdale. You can get more info at funkybuddha.com. So a lot going on at Funky Buddha. Solana took off a touch early today because he's got an appointment to get to. So I'll handle headlines here. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. You have really, in my opinion, three games to watch tonight. You've got the Vikings game, Vikings-Rams. Mm-hmm. You've got the Panthers game, Panthers and Flyers tonight. And you've got the Heat game tonight in L.A., Heat and Clippers. So let me start with the football game, which, believe it or not, even though we have local teams playing, football game has most of my attention tonight.
Yeah,
I'm using my context clues from earlier, Crowder, believing that you might think the Vikings are going to win tonight.
Yes, I think the Vikings are going to win. I think that butt whooping to the Lions are going to get them back right. You know, I know we have our thoughts about Brian Flores, but I think that defense can slow down. The Rams offense, we know about Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp and all, but their offense hasn't been that great. And allegedly, I might have a lot of money on the Vikings as well.
Vikings tonight are 2.5-point favorites over the Rams.
I laid the two and a half.
Sam Darnold over under on passing yards, 276.5. That's a lot.
That's high.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Matt Stafford's 241.5.
Ooh. I think he'll go over, but I think the Vikings in the red zone tighten up.
Justin Jefferson, over under on receiving yards, 94.5.
No, they can't let Jet do that to him.
Puka Nacua is 91.5.
What's Puka's receptions? Because he'll have 9 receptions for
7.5 at minus 140. 7.5 at minus 140.
Yeah, man, Vegas is so smart.
You know what I had? So I had a couple good winners this weekend. I had a nice 3-leg parlay. And then my son, I told you earlier, hit a 3-leg parlay in UFC. But I had in the Buffalo game, Josh Allen over 8.5 rushing attempts. And he ended with 8, of course. He had 8 rushing attempts. But as it was coming down towards the end of the game, I kind of knew that they were going to be in kneel-down territory. And I know a kneel-down counts as yards lost. So does it count as a rushing attempt? Because I needed one more rushing attempt. And so I texted Pizzola. I'm like, hey, does a kneel-down count as a rushing attempt? He says, yes, absolutely. And then, of course, they pulled out Josh Allen and brought in
Liberty Wibbity. Yeah.
Yeah. Who is it? Is it Trubisky?
Is it Trubisky? I think it is.
Because I know Mike White's third string. But anyway, yeah, there were kneel downs, but it wasn't Josh Allen. So that was a tough loss on that one. The other games tonight. So you have the Panthers playing at 7. I know the Flyers stink. Let me just see what the line is there. Panthers are minus 180 favorites, or you could lay a goal and a half at plus 130. And Panthers tonight, by the way, on AM 790. Heat tonight on 560 WQAM. Heat right now, 6.5-point underdogs to the Clippers. Let's see some props for tonight.
The Heat thing, like we've talked about all day, this Heat run, the teams they're beating, the Jazz and the Trailblazers are terrible teams. Like, now they're playing a legit roster.
And they've been on the road a while. Like, this is a long road trip. Like, you're coming to the end of a long road trip, and they're playing a good team tonight.
Yeah, I think I might play the Clippers tonight and lay the points.
For the Clippers, Norman Powell over-unders 21.5. James Harden is 20.5. Kawhi Leonard, 13.5.
Kawhi still plays basketball?
It's amazing, right? Tyler Hero tonight for the Heat, 22.5. Bam is 16.5. No props for Jovic, huh? Well, I was going to be disappointed.
How does it work? Because Bam's questionable. If I bet Bam's under and he doesn't play, is it just a wash?
Yeah, it's a wash. It doesn't. It's a no play.
Oh, okay.
But I'm so leery to bet anyone who's questionable because if they power through it and 5 minutes into the game, whatever's bothering them gets tweaked and they come out, they don't play again.
That's why I would play the Bam unders knowing that he's questionable.
Right. Right.
And that he doesn't. Bam's not a big time 20-point scorer. Like,
but 16.5 is a low. That's a low total.
Bam's 13 and 11. He's a double double machine, but the double doubles aren't 20-point double doubles.
Your divisional round matchups this coming weekend. I love this time of year. Saturday, Chiefs and Texans, 4:30. 8 p.m. game, Lions and Commanders. And then on Sunday, the Eagles will play the winner of tonight's game. And Sunday, the late game, which I imagine is going to do record ratings, Bills and Ravens, 6:30 p.m. Sunday night. That is must-watch television.
Hawk, we got to talk through this week. I don't know who's – I know I'm riding the Ravens, but this is a great game.
It's a great game. I love the Ravens. We're going to have Ben Volen on in the next segment. I can ask him what he thinks about it because this game is as intriguing as any game I can recall in quite some time because the stakes are so high.
And I know Miami. I know the MVP is supposed to be the regular season, but like
Let it come down to this game because I think – is the voting already done?
I don't know. I wish it wasn't. Like, this is what I want. I want the two MVP front runners to play in a football game that means everything to both teams and see who's better.
I don't know if the voting's done or not. We can ask Ben, but I don't know if the voting's done or not. But if it's not, I believe whoever outplays the other quarterback in this game is the MVP of the league.
Yes, I'm with you.
Miami Hurricanes today, by the way, introduced Corey Heatherman, their new defensive coordinator. He looks like a badass. He scared everyone in the room. And don't F with Miami's defensive coordinator.
Yeah, if I'm a fight on South Beach, I want Corey Heatherman with me. I saw the video. You said it earlier.
College football national championship will be 1 week from tonight. Notre Dame and Ohio State. And that's about it for the headlines. Anything else you want to add into that?
No.
Jimmy, anything?
No.
All right. Just checking. How about weather?
The crappy bite on the lake is amazing right now.
You go. A little fishing report.
There you go.
The crappy or crappie? I always thought it was crappy.
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 Yeah, crappy.
You sure?
We don't hold our A's in the country. Crappy. We're a crappy.
Speaking of the country, did you see Xavier Legette and that skinned squirrel?
Huh, it's the funniest thing. We talked about it, that we ate a raccoon during Thanksgiving. My little Chan shot a raccoon. Brian Crum, my college teammate, cooked the raccoon, and we ate the raccoon. And everybody was going crazy about this dude eating a squirrel. Squirrel is delicious.
Wow, delicious. If it was delicious, more people would eat it. It's edible.
No, it's not edible. You have this thought in your mind.
Kobe beef is delicious. Squirrel's not. There's no one who eats squirrel and goes, oh, my God, this is the best meat I've ever eaten.
I would eat a squirrel over a raccoon all day.
How low is your barometer here? Would you eat it over a slab of baby back ribs? Because baby back ribs are delicious.
Yes. Rabbit's probably better than squirrel. But y'all are just looking. It's a very Eastern Hemisphere mind in this city atmosphere. It's meat. It's delicious.
No,
beautiful
that's,
meat.
That's not true. That's not true at all. Great. Because we eat plenty of meat here in our hemisphere. We eat plenty of meat. There's a reason squirrel, so plentiful, is not eaten very much. It's not because they're cute. It's because it's not a tasty meat. You can acknowledge it. Listen, you want to eat squirrel? Knock yourself out. You know it's not good. If it was good, we'd be eating squirrel McNuggets all day, every day.
Could I just bring you a tray of meat and you just eat it without asking questions?
No.
Why not?
Because I want quality meats.
But it's delicious. Just try a little
squirrel
nugget.
It's not delicious. That's my whole point. It's not delicious.
No. It's that if I say a squirrel, you're going to say, ugh. Just like alligator. Nobody wants to eat alligator because it's alligator.
It's terrible.
Alligator's
it's a terrible meat.
Alligator. They didn't tenderize it. You have to tenderize it.
It's chewy. It's hard to, like, it's terrible. It's why we don't eat it.
You have to tenderize it.
We could farm alligators and squirrels the way we do salmon. We could farm them. They're terrible to eat.
Y'all little Eastern Hemisphere mind.
Yeah, okay. You know it's a terrible meat. You wouldn't. It's the whole thing with sweet potato fries. You feel all high and mighty because you're eating squirrel, you and Xavier Legette. But you know it's a lousy meat. I can imagine there is zero satisfied feeling after anyone who's ever eaten a squirrel. Couldn't touch another thing for the night. That squirrel was something so tasty. Meat fall off the bone.
To your point, I would need about 5 squirrels to fill up. But like you said, they're plentiful.
They're plentiful. I'm telling you, if they were tasty, we'd be having squirrel McRibs. And it's possible squirrel's part of a McRib. But I'm telling you, there's a reason that they're not eaten. It's because it's not good. Your weather is sponsored by Demesman and Dover. Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. in Miami tonight, falling to the low 70s, even upper 60s on the overnight tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy, low of 64, high of only 76. How about that?
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Well, the secret is you got to coordinate. Most people don't coordinate, so you got to coordinate.
Hawk and Crowder.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. You know, Crowder, there was a brand new release in the tap room this past weekend. Rise and Grind, an imperial cream ale with coffee, natural caramel, and vanilla flavors.
Oh, I can fool with that.
What is that? Rise and Grind, an imperial cream ale with coffee. Do you know what that is? I don't even know. I don't even understand what that is.
Well, it's imperial usually means it has a higher level of alcohol. Then cream ale is going to be a little thicker. And I'm going to love it.
I know. I'm going to like it. That seems to be in my wheelhouse. That sounds right in my wheelhouse.
It's funny. Even like there's flavors that they can put in beer that I don't usually eat. Like I'm not caramel or coffee or even like maple bacon coffee porter. Like I didn't know I'd love it, but I love it. So yeah, you throw a little 7% alcohol in anything, I'll bust it open.
You know what they never put into Funky Buddha? Squirrel. You know why? Doesn't taste good.
Because y'all will run from it.
Their first order of business at Funky Buddha is, hey, will it taste good? And the moment someone says squirrel, everyone knows that it doesn't. And so they immediately discount that as a flavoring for their beer.
Squirrels are hard to farm because they grow slow.
I don't think they're hard to farm. I really don't. So tonight, big platter of sports tonight. But radio-wise, the Heat game will be here on 560 WQAM. And Solana will get you started along with Tommy Tighe and Preheat at 9:15. And the Panthers game, which is coming up at 7 from Philadelphia, that will be on AM 790 tonight. Doug Plagans will be on the call for that one. Before we wrap things up here for the evening, I want to talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic. You know, the start of a new year means making resolutions to improve yourself. And guys, good place to start is Atlantic Men's Clinic. If you're feeling sluggish and low energy, maybe your sleep patterns are off, you've been working out, you're not seeing the gains that you used to see, making that resolution for the new year might not be so easy. But Atlantic Men's Clinic can likely help you with that because those symptoms might mean that you're suffering with low testosterone. How does a guy know if he might be low T? In your early to mid-30s, guys start losing 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every year. So it's very gradual, but then before you know it, you just don't feel like the same guy you were in your 20s or 30s. So start treating that low T. Within just a few weeks, you can start to feel your energy return and the brain fog go away and your sleep improve and your sex drive come back. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Take the low T quiz, takes a couple of minutes, and then schedule a consultation if you want to learn more. And I'm speaking from experience. It has worked for me. Atlantic Men's Clinic, serving South Florida since 2020. They've successfully treated thousands of men. Six locations in South Florida to serve you. Call them at 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Are we allowed to say why you might or might not be on tomorrow's show? Can I give everyone a hint, or is this a pivot secret?
Well, I tell everybody else. We might have the best college coach in the history of football on the recording tomorrow.
Are you flying out tomorrow to meet with this person?
No, we have to go up to Jupiter, because I even saw the video today of he might have been playing golf today in Central Florida.
Oh, is that where Sydney Thomas was? She's in Florida. She is the viral ring girl from the Tyson fight, the Tyson-Jake Paul fight. There was a ring girl named Sydney Thomas, and she went viral. And I'm not saying that I follow her on every platform, but I don't not follow her on every platform.
I don't know what that means.
But she was photographed today with Nick Saban on a golf course.
Yes. So yeah, he's close to South Florida, and we have a chance to talk with old Nick tomorrow.
How is Peter Rosenberg? We don't have time because we got to wrap things up. How is Peter Rosenberg?
He's cool as hell.
I love him.
He's amazing. Like, he's great to talk to, but it's weird because I think he's a black dude caught in a white dude's body.
100%. He totally
did. Yeah, and I was like, yeah, like, how does that work out? He was like, it's worked out great for me until about the last 4 or 5 years with social media. Yeah. So now everybody's noticed it, but no, he's cool as hell.
Yeah, Peter Rosenberg. You can see that episode of The Pivot online on YouTube. I haven't watched that one yet. I've seen the clips, but I'm always fascinated with him because it's such a tough place to navigate what he does. And it becomes more and more difficult. It does.
He said from the black side, they leave him alone, but then the white people give him a tough time. Like, it's cool to listen to no women and hear him talk about it. It's fun.
Yeah. All right. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night. Go Heat. Go Panthers. Go Vikes for Crowder's bet. I'm always a fan of somebody winning money. Everybody, great and safe Monday night. We will speak with you mañana.
I think squirrel has beta carotene in it.
You need to need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Path, path, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.